Welcome back to another episode of the Supporting Local Podcast. I am Cara Saunders and I hope you're doing well. I have a very exciting guest today. Drew Clark is on to chat about her leggings and her brand Unaltered. She also has another brand called DW Cosmetics, which hopefully we will be chatting about in the future. But today it's all about activewear, self-love and body positivity. So we spoke about her Sisterhood Sundays and all the work that she does for her events, and they all go towards mental health charities. Also, what she looks for in influencers when doing little collaborations with Unaltered, and the importance of focusing on one style of product and not getting too carried away. Now, if you enjoy this episode, and I hope you do, please go over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, and leave us a little rating or review. Would mean the world to me, and you can let me know who you want me to chat to next. Of course, you can get all of our social media links in the little description of this episode, so do feel free to check out our other podcast episodes and also all the gorgeous products that Unaltered sells if you can get them in time, because they sell out super quickly. Now let's go chat to Drew.
Whenever I first started it and even had the brainstorming ideas, well, actually before even Unaltered was born, I had always had this thing inside me where I wanted to make people feel really good. I wanted them to feel like they were part of something. Do you know whenever you're shopping online, you literally just type in whatever it is you're looking for and you just shop. You have no idea about the person who owns it or what their whole ethos is, anything like that. I found I would go on to like the likes of Nike or any of those brands, big, well-known established businesses, and I'd be trying to shop, but their whole website would be filled with picture-perfect looking women. And I think, oh my God, I'll get these leggings because I'm going to look like that. They would come and I would inevitably be so disappointed because I didn't look like that person. And then they would lie on my cupboard and I would only put them on whenever I felt like I was having a skinny day as such. You know, those days when you wake up and your stomach isn't as bloated, because I know a lot of them are aimed at just gym, you know, gym leggings. So you aren't really able to wear them just anywhere. You wouldn't be able to wear them for lunch, or you would have to just kind of wear them when you're gymming because they're so tight. So basically the idea sparked from that. It was like, you know, there was a gap in the market. I just thought, I can never find leggings that make me feel good. They always cut into my stomach. I have so many stomach issues. I really did want to find leggings that were so comfortable. And then I fell pregnant with my daughter. And at the very start, I had a bit of a belly, but you know, nothing like a big bump. So trying to find clothes that fit me was so hard. Me and my husband had this conversation and he was like, you know, you've wanted to do something for a long time. Why not try now? I had done all the research for years, but just financially, it didn't really make sense because I had started the other business and I just was trying to grow DW Cosmetics while, you know, doing all of this. But the idea was there and I knew there was such a gap, and I just thought, you know what, it was lockdown again and I just thought, I'm going to sit now and just put all of my time and effort into building Unaltered. And that is kind of how it all started, just from knowing that women want to feel comfortable. If you look at most women when you're out during the day, a lot of us are wearing leggings. They're basically made to make you feel comfortable. They flatter you. They're like a second skin. So that was exactly what I wanted, for women to feel powerful and confident, and you could wear them anywhere. Like, you could literally wear them anywhere. I've had girls tell me that they wore the black cross front on nights out and I'm like, this is so cool.
I love that. Did you initially start then with the three colors, green, gray and the black, and obviously you've now expanded into loads of gorgeous colors as well, and I think you've even more colors coming out soon as well. How did you kind of establish like your core collection to start with?
After a lot of market research, I had noticed, even myself when looking for sage green, it was not something you could come by easily. You would get really like green, like forest green, but sage green you would only seem to get it in like cotton leggings. And I don't know about you, but cotton leggings always go bolly on me.
Yeah.
Like, do you know, the inner leg just never seemed to last, even after one wash, just don't last. After like a game, doing all my research, doing a lot of background research, looking at what's trending on Pinterest, I loved the idea of grey as a real staple colour. It's just so nice and it's timeless as well, because you can wear it anywhere and it never goes out of fashion. And black, I mean, everybody has a black pair of leggings in their wardrobe.
Yeah, of course.
And it was a bit nerve-wracking because I was thinking, you know, what would make mine different? Because there are so many on the market. The difference with mine is, with our staple cross front, it's a lot less harsh, it's a lot less like restrictive, but it's still supportive and they still are obviously so flattering as well. But it's just having that like second skin feel. A lot of my leggings are, my black ones are just gym based. They are very tight, they're very short on my leg as well. You know, some ones I've tried, I'm like, oh my gosh, and I am quite short as well, I'm only 5'3". So I just thought those three colors were perfect. I love the idea of the sage green because it was a little bit different, and then having the two staple colors as well.
I love that. Yeah, the green is beautiful. beautiful. And I love that your leggings are that bit different with the V-shaped front. And I have some of them, but also some of your newer ones, like the cherry and the chocoberry.
Yes, chocoberry, yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Do you know when they're a bit higher and they're still so soft on your stomach? And it's so, they're so comfy. That like, that's what you want.
Oh, I love hearing that. Thank you.
So how do you come up with your other colours? And I know you have other products in the works and they look so beautiful. I can't wait until you launch them. So what's it like to kind of keep the range coming and keep more all coming out?
My customers are so important to me. So the first thing I do is I open up stories. For example, if I'm thinking of colours, a lot of our things are kind of organised a good few months in advance. Like I would have, we already are looking at our October, like next, like October coming.
Amazing.
We're already looking at, you know, stuff for then, because you have to just constantly be ahead of the game and you have to constantly be on top of everything. But how I kind of do that is I would basically look at the audience that I've got. I don't need to be looking at anybody else, and kind of just looking at who follows me, who's interacting with my stories and engaging with me. And I will post stories and polls about colors and styles, because initially, like, you know, my followers are my potential customers. So yeah. I really do like rely on their feedback. So if they say, you know, oh, there's definitely need for pockets and leggings, or there's need for like brighter colors, or there's more need for darker colors, I will take that all in consideration. I will go through all the color charts and different materials that we have here and samples, and I will send 3 photos of maybe colors that I have never seen in leggings and say, can we do this, and get my manufacturer's feedback, and they'll say yes or no and what patterns I like. So it really does come down to asking Instagram, you know, what they want to see, because at the end of the day, those are the people that are important. Your customers are those who are watching your stories, interacting with your posts. So for me, getting their feedback is so good, and it really does, it does make a big difference in what colors I bring in.
Yeah, it's so important to kind of listen to your customers, and I love hearing that that's you kind of your main focus, like getting your customer feedback.
Oh, yeah.
And then that will vary like what you release and different colors. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. No, 100%, because I'm sure you know yourself, like it's nice to feel like your opinion is being heard and valued. And I think even in a lot of industries, people just stick with safe colors or colors that they know are going to sell, where for me it's about trying different things. If a color doesn't do well, we'll not keep it in the next drop. Or, you know, we have our spring drop this Thursday, and these are colors I haven't saw before, like the lavender is like a really icy lavender, and I'm obsessed with it. Like, I've never seen it before, and it is a bit of a risk bringing it out, but the feedback that I got when I asked, do people like that color, there was over 800 people said yes. So it was like, right, well, that's obviously going to be popular, we'll bring it out and see what happens. So that's literally it. I think, you know, a lot of businesses should, I know social media is not always the most reliable source, but it is so helpful when you're a small business and you're just kind of getting your bearings with everything.
Yeah, absolutely. Like your new colors, well, all your colors are beautiful, but your new ones I'm so excited for. And I love I love that you're working on your October stuff. Like, we have a big holiday planned in October and it feels so, so far away, but I'm sure, do you know, as you're thinking, like, it's the time is going to fly in, so you need to be so organized for it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, that's because obviously my customers are like my people who follow me on Instagram. Well, it's just with scaling the business as well, you know, having to think ahead and think, you know, before anybody else starts putting out ideas, I want to make people excited and get people hyped up about drops. So we try and plan them as far in advance as we can, within reason, so it's not too far in the head in the future.
Yeah.
But by knowing what kind of way the trends are going to work, because it is just me, I do all the background research, all the market research. I done a lot whenever I was pregnant because I had the time and I didn't know what else to do, so I spent a lot of my time just researching and just figuring out what people wanted and what was maybe needed.
Amazing. And you are properly building like a sisterhood. Do you know, I know obviously self-love and body acceptance is so important to you, and I love that it comes across with your brand and with everything that you post and that you say. It's so important.
Oh yeah, like we had our first event there a couple of weeks ago, and it was amazing. It was the first time I've properly seen, you know, everybody together after, like, obviously COVID, you couldn't be near anybody. So it was so lovely to have all of us together, and we all had the same values, and we were all just talking very openly just about how we've been feeling. Like, you know, I know with lockdown, I felt overwhelmed and stressed and under pressure, and a lot of people felt the same way. So it was just so lovely to get women all together, and everyone was wearing the leggings, which was so exciting. And just having them all there have the same mindset and purpose, and it was just so lovely. And it is our bread and butter. Like, empowering people is literally what we're about. And I know some people say that that's what they're about. It literally is the reason I started this, to make people feel good, and maybe people who have stoma bags or people who have fluctuating stomachs, for them to feel, you know, seen and heard, and, you know, have their images posted everywhere as well. Because I mean, all bodies are beautiful.
100%. Yeah, you do include such a range of your models, and I think it's so important. And it's just great that, you know, you kind of done that from the day one.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I do. I think it is so lovely seeing women of all shapes and sizes and races getting together, and there is no judgment. It is literally like we're starting Sisterhood Sundays, the last Sunday of every month, starting from February, and it is literally going to be just an hour and a half of women coming together, dancing, affirmations, meditation, yoga. No judgment. You can come on your own or you can come with friends. And it's literally just a way of showing what's really the brand is about.
The reason I couldn't go to your first event, as you say, like your Sisterhood Sunday sound fantastic. And it's so special because it's such a different thing for brands to do. Do you like a local business? Yeah. And at the minute you sell leggings, but you're building this bigger community. And it's so exciting to see it as well.
Oh, thank you. I know it's always hard whenever you first hear it because it's like, okay, so it's a leggings business. And it's like, well, it's a lot more than that because they're not just leggings. It's like when you see someone in the gym wearing them, you know that person has the same values and morals as you because mm-hmm. they're buying into my business, which I have non-stop spoke about, is about empowering people. So it's just about that feeling that you get when you put them on and the feeling that you get when you see someone else wearing them.
Amazing. What would an average day look like for you then? Because I know you're so busy with Unaltered and you also have DW Cosmetics and you're a mum, of course, to little Aria. So what's an average day? Because I'm sure it's just absolutely mental.
Well, I've been better prioritizing myself, but basically in the morning, Aria is very good. She's got a really good sleep routine at the minute. I made sure that was, well, I know you can't really predict that, but I made sure that was something that we really tried with her from day one. So she goes to bed around like 8 at night, well, 9 o'clock sometimes actually. And me and Ryan, my husband, if he's not working, he works night shifts and day shifts. So if mm-hmm. he's not working, him and I will plow through all the orders. We'll sort out any exchanges or refunds that need to be done. Then we'll go to bed roughly about 11 o'clock. The next morning, Aria doesn't get up until around 8 or 9. So I get up early. I know it's so good that she sleeps in. Oh my God, it's an absolute blessing. But yeah, so I would get my coffee in the morning, sit down, look at my emails. Do I need to get in contact with anybody that I'm having an event with? Update influencers if there's a launch coming or if I need content from them. I do all that in the morning before Aria gets up. And then when she's up, I feed her and I spend a lot of time with her. I try and put my phone away because I just want to try and spend as much time off social media when I'm with her. Mm-hmm. Not that she will remember any of it. It's more for me and my mental health to not be stuck to my phone, because if social media wasn't a thing, you wouldn't be on your phone. And that's the only reason I'm really on it, is because my business does at the moment rely on social media. That's why email marketing is so good, because you don't have to be on your phone as much. It's all kind of via emails, and you can do that off a laptop and then leave. The rest of my day kind of looks like just tidying up after her and doing phone calls. If I have any important phone calls with manufacturers or any products I'm bringing out, you know, we have a lot of things in the works. I nearly said it. We have a lot of things in the works coming up over the next couple of months. And it's just kind of like finalizing samples and getting new fabrics sent out. That all takes a lot of time as well. So just kind of doing all that throughout the day. Some days are busier than others, but just the past while, because things have taken off a lot quicker than we expected, amazingly, but just it's flying way past us. So it's just me and my husband who do it. So it's just trying to keep on top of it all and just prioritize herself with my diary, because obviously he's still got his full-time job, so he can only do a little bit on the side. But yeah, it is hectic and it is really hard, but it's all for our future. And I know one day I'll not be doing it just me and him, it'll be a group of us, a team. It is hard, it is definitely hard, especially with having a baby. You know, she's my main priority. My body is still healing, like there's so much still going on. My mental health is a priority too, so I try and get out in the fresh air, you know, even if it's 20 minutes, half an hour every day, even if it's literally just standing at the back just with a coffee in my hand, just to get fresh air around me, because it's so important. Sometimes I think, especially any other business owners who might be listening, you know, that if you do run a business, it is literally what you live and you literally like eat, breathe and sleep your business. Yeah. So it's so important just to get fresh air about you and remember that, okay, you're doing this for a reason. You know, you have to take time and step away for a bit. That's kind of what my days are like.
I love how open you are as well with your mental health and with like your body healing after Aria. And it's such, I think, an eye-opening thing, because a lot of people, especially on a new like social media world, you know, everything's perfect and babies are perfect and you're instantly healed after a given birth and everything. So it's really nice to know that you include that in your brand as well.
Oh, I think you have to. I think because like social media, to me, when I was younger, I thought everything was perfect. I used to look at people and be like, oh my God, they have the most perfect boyfriend, the most perfect body, they go on the most perfect holidays. And I would really like compare myself and just think, well, my life sucks because I don't have any of that.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But it is literally just a highlight reel. Do you know, this morning, Aria had a meltdown and cried the whole way in the car with her, because I was so just, you know, when you're just so overwhelmed and just don't know what to do. And I know nobody on my Instagram knows that because I didn't post it this morning, but when I'm ready to talk about it, I will. Do you know, like I'll say, you know, maybe I had a bad day today, because it's so important, because I have a lot of young mums and just even new mums like me watching my stories, and it's so damaging for them to think, oh my God, you live a dream life. No, it's so much harder than what people think, you know, and I think just being transparent with people, you know, you have their trust then, and they know that you're genuine. I think it's really hard to come by genuine people nowadays because you just don't know who's faking it, who's real. So that's why I just try and be as authentic and as transparent as I can.
Yeah, 100%. It can be so difficult, like, especially kind of growing up, I think, with social media. Kind of at an awkward age with it. Like, it was really kicking off when we were like in our teens, and now it's just, as you say, like, you grow up and everyone has the perfect life, and it's kind of, oh, what's wrong with my life? Like, how have I messed it up? Jenna is only like 16 type of thing.
Yeah, I know people think they have to have their whole life figured out.
Yeah.
Like, it may sound like everything's great and you've been like, oh, I haven't altered, I have all this stuff, but it is so much harder than that. Like, behind the scenes, it's growing a platform, it's growing the customer base, it's getting products that are really good, and it's expensive and time consuming, and obviously having a baby as well on top of that. I wasn't expecting to do all this as early, but it just happened to be the right time at the time when I launched it all. And yeah, like, you know, it is absolutely incredible to watch a business grow, but equally it is so difficult. I think people do need to remember that as much as it may look like a business is thriving and doing so well on social media, there is a person behind that, mm-hmm. you know, pushing it all and doing all the work. So that's people just, I think it is so important to remember that, you know, that it is, maybe looks very like dream-like and all the rest of it, but it is hard, and at the end of the day, it is worth it, but it doesn't come without its challenges.
No, absolutely. Earlier you mentioned about working with different influencers. So how did you get started with all that? What's the kind of almost collaboration process for you then? And have you actually thought about doing, obviously in the future, any big launches with other like brands to do a collaboration with, or anything like a limited edition print?
So when it comes to influencers, for me, because I actually have my personal Instagram as well, and I've done influencing for brands, I know what they're looking for when they're looking at my profile, and I know what I'm looking for then when I'm looking at other people's profiles. So it's got nothing to do really with a following. It does in a way, but not so much. I know you might look at someone's account and think, oh, they have 6,000 followers, that's not very much. But to me, micro-influencers are actually the most important person when it comes to who influences what.
Absolutely.
You know, some people with 100, I think, you know, people I have sent products to with 100,000 followers have got me way less engagement than those who I've sent leggings to that have 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 followers.
Yeah.
Because their following may be small, but every single person that follows them trusts what they're saying and truly does buy into, you know, what they believe in. And for me, I would send leggings and products out to people that have the same, you know, the exact same ethos as us. So if I see self-love and worthy in their bio, I tend to be more interested, because I'm like, okay, that's a little bit about them. I'll look through their profile, see, are they like showing their stomach? Is it all gym stuff? Because if it's all that, then that's not really what I'm about.
So yeah.
Really, you know, it wouldn't really suit what I'm talking about. So I try and find someone who's very authentic and just takes photos, you know, that shows them in all different lights. It's not just one angle constantly. It's not really edited photos. It's really just them in their true self and being unapologetically them. I look through TikTok, I look through Instagram posts, and that's kind of how I find them. And I find some incredible people. And we recently got put onto Lottie's. I don't know if you've ever heard of her. She's a big influencer. She has a thing called the Tummy Diaries.
Okay.
So it's all about her IBS journey. And she was so lovely and took our leggings and done the most beautiful review. And from that, we got like nearly 1,000 followers.
Which, wow, that's insane.
Yeah. And you know, her influence she has on her following is mad. You know, they all love what she's about. And I think it's more about trying to find influencers who will genuinely love our leggings and who will wear them and will give honest reviews, not about someone who just wants them for a payment or a check and then go, okay, perfect, fine, I'll wear them for a post and then I'll let you know when it's done. That's,
yeah, just get a nice picture and that's it over.
You know, that's definitely not what we're about. It's,
yeah,
more about building a community of people who have the same beliefs as us. And you know, that influencer then becomes potentially a customer in the future, which is amazing if they love the product. And with the idea of, you know, changing up logos for potential collaborations, yeah, you know, that's all down in my goals for 2023 or 2024 potentially.
Amazing.
You know, yeah, like potentially having somebody that we've worked with for a year or two by that time, you know, who's wore the leggings and who always talks about them, to then potentially get their own logo with the leggings and even go down different routes with different products and potentially something that they love and they want to, you know, have their name on.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, it's even collaborating with, say, different businesses or even like local artists and stuff for like a limited edition release. It would be so cool as well. But I love what you say about the influencers and kind of how specific you are, because so many brands can kind of say like, oh, they have so many followers, let's send it to them, rather than thinking, well, there's like micro influencers and their followers are so much more engaged. Like, you'll get so much more for your product and kind of in the deal.
Absolutely. No, 100%. Like, we've worked with influencers before that had, I worked with a girl who had like 2,000 followers, and she was really nervous putting her name forward. You know, she was like, I don't have a lot of following, but you know, the people that I do have, they really, like, I literally get 1,800 views on my story. So nearly every single person that follows me.
Yeah, that's mad.
That, you know, and we sold, I think, with 7-8 pairs of leggings. That's a lot of money when you add it up.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where I was like, it's so important to have people on board that actually believe in your brand, because she had bought leggings from us before. And I thought, if she's bought my business, like into the business, she's came to my events, she wants to be a part of it, I would love to give her the opportunity to do that, because she has got a voice and people who are following her. Her platform was rapidly growing at the time, and I think now she's to be on 20,000. I don't even know. But you know, it's about believing in somebody at the start of their journey as well.
Yeah, 100%. And kind of growing together is really special.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
So obviously you've kind of teased little things that you have coming soon. Are you able to kind of give us anything more, just a little teaser of any big products, even coming this year, or just hopes for the future?
Yeah, so we have, obviously, I've teased a couple of times on my stories, the hoodies. We finalised the hoodies. So we have like a quilted feel hoodie. So it's like super thick, but it's also slightly cropped. So it's something I haven't seen on the market. I've bought so many cropped hoodies just with my figure. I have always worn super duper oversized long hoodies, but I felt like didn't really do anything for my shape. So with the leggings, I just thought, we'll go in with more of like a really good quality hood and a really good quality material, and like, you know, an embossed, rather than just a printed logo, actually go for an embossed unaltered along the front,
yeah,
with super big pockets, and have it oversized, but not so oversized that it completely like drowns you, but just enough that it like looks super slouchy and cozy, and then obviously have that slightly cropped side to it as well, which is just gorgeous. And I think it's so flattering on everybody, because you know, you could size up. Well, I'm size like 8 to 10, but I would usually wear like a large in hoodies, because I love, like, you know, just being super oversized. But with ours,
super comfy.
Whereas if ours are oversized, if you got a medium, it would be slouchy and it would be oversized. So we have that, and we are looking at doing shorts as well. So we've got a couple of samples coming for shorts. So many things aren't finalized as well. You know, we've had ideas for shorts and t-shirts and things like that. I do kind of want to stay more towards the bottom half. I want to be people's staple. I think a lot of brands get caught up in trying to stay with the hype, whereas my main focus is the best quality leggings, the best quality like bottom half. For example, the hoodies, they're just going to be like a limited edition like drop, and then the rest of it's going to be more leggings and more like styled, maybe ribbed, you know, all different things.
Yeah, I love that, like focusing on one specific thing, because as you say, a lot of brands will get really carried away and think like, how many different products can I release, rather than getting like really good almost a one product and offering like different colors. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, because you just become like a normal clothing brand. You don't have anything like, you know, has you standing out. Whereas you've got the likes of like Lululemon, where they're really known for their leggings. And that's my goal, is to be so known and see everyone wearing them. You know, we're going to be going into stores soon. So the more people that, you know, maybe I can't reach on my Instagram, if they see our name in shops, it'll be like, oh, who's that? And we'll have like a little card that basically just describes what the goal is and what our like ethos is, really.
Amazing. So do you have any big dreams? Like, obviously you've already got your goals for 2023 and 24, but you say like 5 years time, like what would be the big dream for Unaltered?
Oh my God, everyone to be wearing the leggings and to be known as the company that's women run, and literally having the most amazing events, like having women from all across the world coming to huge big events in maybe London and doing like workouts, just even like the big massive yoga, you know, a big massive ring, like everybody in it wearing unaltered leggings, and just having so many women on board like across the world. Obviously we're trying to get into the UK at the minute. We've got quite a lot of people shopping from England at the moment, which is amazing, but to get into, you know, the likes of America would be unbelievable, like to break into those kind of areas and really to start expanding and to get into more shops. But events, I really really love events, because I get to be myself and talk about things that I'm passionate about to people's faces. It's not just behind a camera. So to hold big events would be amazing, because I think those events are so important for women to get together. Mums can bring their babies if they want, you know, because I have my own little girl, I'll be bringing her along with me because she's my life. And you know, it's about showing yourself like completely as you are and being unapologetically yourself. So yeah, hopefully doing all that, who knows.
It sounds fantastic. Well, just what you mentioned there about trying to get into England and obviously America would be incredible. Where is the furthest that your leggings have gone, or is it mostly stayed within Northern Ireland and Ireland at the minute?
Our leggings, I think Ryan packed up an order 2 days ago. There was 3 leggings going to Australia, which was mad.
Wow.
And 2 was Brisbane. So, and I actually don't know how they found us, because
that's amazing.
When you go to the analytics of the page, they came off Google. And I'm like, that is so weird. Like, you know, when you look at your analytics and you can see where people come from, to me, me, that is so mad because we are only literally 4 months in and there's someone in Australia just dandering about and unaltered, which is just so cool.
That's amazing. Yeah, whenever I pull off the stats for this podcast to see kind of where the listeners are coming from, like, it's honestly all around the world. And I'm like, these are all Northern Irish businesses. Like, people in Australia, loads of Americans, almost every continent.
It's
incredible.
It's so cool though to see, because it just shows how you got interested in hearing about small businesses, how they've started, you know, how they want to grow. And because it is difficult, you know, starting a business is hard. And I think people do get caught up in the whole, oh, but you make your own money, you work your own hours. Yeah, you do, but you put in like twice the amount of work and the twice the amount of hours.
No, absolutely. Like, I think it looks all good, you know, on Instagram, as you say, like the highlight reel, but all the hard work behind it, you don't see. And then, like, as a business owner, you just get on with it because you have to.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, there's highs and lows to it all. I just choose to be very open about, you know, I am the one who owns it. I just try and show people that, you know, a lot of people hide behind the name and you don't know who owns the business, whereas I just try and let people know, because I do have my own following, that this is my business, this is what I do. You know, this is the days that are really hard and this is the days that are really good. You know, you see all the orders coming in and it looks, wow, it's amazing, but behind it is all-nighters doing all the orders and things going wrong or packaging up an order wrong and having to sort 300 to try and find it. So, you know, there's so many mistakes that you make, but it's all a part of learning. And I think the more mistakes you make, the more you learn and the more you become successful, because you've learned from those mistakes and they actually propel you further. You know, I used to think mistakes were me being a failure and, you know, not knowing what I was doing, when actually, when I really look at it, I've learned recently that all your mistakes that you make just build you up to be a stronger and, like, better businesswoman.
Yeah, 100%. And I think it's so important to have more businesswomen like yourself running small businesses and just almost like representing women and showing, because there's so many industries where it's like male dominated. It's so rare almost to see like a woman boss, and I think it's fantastic.
Yeah. No, absolutely. 100%. That's exactly what I think as well. I think it's so important and it's lovely to see so many women messaging me saying that of their own businesses. And, you know, we talk about our struggles, we talk about our successes. And that's also what my unaltered events are about as well. You know, if you have a business, you can come down, and that can be your hour and a half away from your business, because I know how much time it takes up, you know, and I know how difficult it can be. Or mums as well. You know, mums are flat out 24/7 jobs. So just being able to give them the time as well to come down, and it's not about anything in particular. It's just about being together and being a big group of women who just want to live their best life and be the best version of themselves.
Absolutely. So, Drew, just to finish up then, last one, what is your favourite local business then?
My favourite local business, oh, I have to, I know it's a friend of mine, but it's just because she's worked so hard. I have so many small businesses that I absolutely adore. Zara Ceramics would be one of them. She is amazing. Yeah. She makes her, I'm sure you've probably seen her before.
Yeah, I spoke to her. She's fantastic.
Yeah, she is so good. But one of them I think just deserves so much recognition would be Handcrafted by Lucy. She is a full-time teacher. She's a full-time primary school teacher. And during the pandemic, she started to make like soy and beeswax candles. So they're non-toxic, so they're so good, and they don't like leave sooty, you know, like sooty marks and candles can be like gross, it goes all black. Hers don't do that, and she kind of bases all of her stuff around like essential oils and things, you know, way smells can bring back memories. She has that kind of like mindset when it comes to making them, and they're just gorgeous, and she just puts so much effort into them. So I love her stuff. She is so good.
Amazing. The candles look absolutely beautiful, and I love that you're friends with her. Do you know, it's not just a business that you like you're, do you know, supporting another woman, and fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. When she told me she was going to start it, I said to her, you know, just go ahead, and, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, who cares?
Yeah,
I have to try these things in life. You know, you may make mistakes, you may fail, but at the end of the day, if you don't try, you will never know. And it's really done so well for her, so I just think she deserves all the recognition, because it is so lovely, and the candles are so beautiful as well.
Amazing. Yeah, there's that old saying, I can't remember what it is now, but, you know, kind of, you can go for it and it may not work, but then, like, you're closer to what will work. Do you know, you're just that one step closer. And you could feel like three times, but you're still closer. You now know, like, those things don't work, but what about this?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the more you feel, the more you're happy with failure. It sounds really weird, but the more I've failed in life, the more things haven't worked for me. Or if I've launched a product and it hasn't worked, I used to beat myself up and get so annoyed and be like, what did I do wrong? You know, I thought I did everything right. But it's not about that. It's about, that wasn't going to work. It never was. You know, I may have put all my effort into it. It may have felt like a failure, but it was actually just me learning that, okay, I need to go back to the drawing board and really think about what my brand is about and what I need to be bringing out and more focusing on what my customers want rather than what I think is good for the business. So that's kind of, you know, I think it's just so important that, and that's it. And, you know, business, it is hard, but whenever you accept that there's going to be failures and there's going to be, you know, hurdles that you may find hard to pass, once you pass them, you can do anything.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I know years ago, I was like setting up my own business and it got to the point, like, had my business plan and everything. And the woman who helped me with it was like, this is a great idea. And I was like, it's just taking all the enjoyment out of it. Do you know, it's not fun anymore. Do you know, trying to turn it like from a hobby to a business. And I was like, no, do you know that, like, this isn't for me. I could do it, but it's not the right thing. Like, it's hard, you know, to then be like, oh, well, I'm not going to do this. But I'm so glad to look back on it and kind of be like, oh, well, I learned all this and now I'm going to do this instead.
Absolutely, like 100%. And that's it. Like, again, like you said, you know, you have to try these things. And sometimes people do think turning a hobby into a job is the best thing to do. I've had loads of people tell me that, you know, I think I'll go do this because it's what I do as a hobby and I love painting. And I'm like, but you don't want to turn something that you do for your therapy and your mental health into a job, because then you're stuck to people's time limits and you're stuck to, you know, somebody maybe not liking it. And then it turns what you were so, like, you know, happy and passionate about into something that actually just doesn't make you happy anymore. So yeah, it is important to know that as well. And again, like I said, failure, it's something people are afraid of. But if you don't fail, then you never know, you know, where you're meant to go in life.
Yeah, 100%. Well, Drew, it was so, so lovely to chat to you today. I love your leggings and I just cannot wait to see all your new products coming out soon.
Oh, thank you so much. I know. Thank you so much for having me on. I haven't been on a podcast in a while, so it's been so lovely to get chatting to you.
No problem at all. Isn't Drew the sweetest person ever? I feel so motivated and so, I don't know, ready to take on the world. I loved chatting with her and I can't wait to see her new products coming soon. Her marshmallow collection is actually out and I think it pretty much sold out already. But she does have more stuff coming out in March, so only a few weeks to wait and kind of keep your eyes peeled to see what she launches, because it'll be incredible, as we all know. Do make sure to go over to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, and leave us a little rating or review. All links are in the description for social media and things like that. And I'll see you next week with a brand new episode.